No one disputes that Andrew Brannan murdered Deputy Sheriff Kyle Dinkeller in 1998. A police dashboard video chronicled the entire scene. But Brannan's lawyers say that the Vietnam War veteran was mentally ill and suffering a flashback from combat when he killed the deputy. They hope that that'll be enough to get Brannan's death sentence commuted before next Tuesday, when Brannan is scheduled to die by lethal injection. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports.
Deputy Sheriff Kyle Dinkeller was just 22 years old, married with a child and another on the way on January 12, 1998. He pulled over a pickup truck that was going 98 miles per hour down a country road in Georgia. The dashboard camera was rolling.
How you doing today? Good. Come on back here. Keep your hands out of your pocket.
A white-haired man, Andrew Brannan, gets out of the truck. The man goes from calm to erratic. He dances in the street and shouts, "Here I am, shoot me." Then Brannan rushes the cop, they scuffle, and Brannan runs back to his truck and gets an assault rifle.
Put the gun down! Put it down now!
Deputy Dinkeller shouts repeatedly at Brannan to drop the gun.
Put the gun down!
The video keeps running. There's an exchange of gunfire. Dinkeller screams as Brannan shoots him 9 times. Brannan was sentenced to death in January 2000. The sheriff in Lawrence County, Georgia, now is Bill Harrell. He says the execution next week will finally bring closure for the family and the police department.
Some folks will say he needs to be in prison the rest of his life. Other folks says that he needs to lose his life eye for eye, like the Bible says. But the thing about it, the people in the state of Georgia went through the proper procedures for the court, and they deemed that he needed to be put to death, and I feel like that's what needs to go forward.
Andrew Brannan pleaded insanity at his trial. He claimed he'd been having a flashback to combat, but the jury rejected that. His appeals have failed up to the U.S. Supreme Court. But his new lawyer, Joe Loveland, says that after the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, there is a different understanding of PTSD and how some people might be damaged by war.
The video recording speaks volumes for the erratic behavior, the irrational behavior of Andrew at the time. It's there for everyone to see.
Loveland is representing Brannan on his final appeal to the Georgia Parole Board. He says the sentencing jury never heard that at the time of the murder, Brannan was off his medications for bipolar disorder and PTSD.
There was a direct connection between his service in Vietnam and the violence that he was exposed to there and the ultimate events that occurred here.
Brannan served as an artillery forward observer. He earned a Bronze Star, among other medals, and twice had to take charge of the unit because his company commander was lost. His lawyer says Brannan has shown remorse and should have his sentence changed to life in prison.
The basic question really is, should a 66-year-old Vietnam War veteran with no prior criminal record and who was 100% disabled under the VA standards, both with PTSD and bipolar disorder at the time of the murder of the deputy sheriff, should that person be executed?
NPR left messages for members of Deputy Kyle Dinkeller's family. We didn't hear back. But Kirk Dinkeller, the deputy's father, posted on Facebook, "Nothing will ever bring my son back, but finally some justice for the one who took him from his children and his family." Barring action by the parole board, Andrew Brannan will be put to death by lethal injection next Tuesday, 17 years and a day after he killed Kyle Dinkeller. Quill Lawrence, NPR News.
This is NPR.